The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
I saw this floating around on Twitter this morning. What would you easily win the award for?
Yeah. What was coming up?
Oh, I didn't go that deep.
Oh, of course not. Okay.
What do you think? It's a Thursday, Pricey. Thursday is glance over the headlines
okay.
day
Just and got bring the question, it to the show. Roll with it. All right, let's do it.
Now, you were witness to this no more than 3 hours ago, Pricey.
Mm.
I would easily win the award for instantaneous road rage.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely.
And I wasn't even driving.
Yeah.
I was in the passenger seat with you.
Yeah, you are, yeah.
We were trying to leave Studio City here to go on a secret mission.
Yeah.
And you were driving, and you're a great driver.
Thanks.
Don't get me wrong.
Appreciate that.
And I felt like maybe because you're driving a small car, everyone was just at you.
Oh, I'm a victim on those roads.
Yeah.
In fact, if you were driving a red car and you were going behind a black car today, and you were flashing and beeping and stuff, that was me.
And sorry for yelling at you.
Yeah.
And
so you're the all manner the of rage. You're the culprit of road rage, and I am the cause of road rage.
So together we've won a joint award.
There you go. I'd win the award of driving the slowest in the UAE.
You do. I didn't want to say anything. You do drive very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going fast, but I know I'm not. But I don't care. Who cares? You're going to get to the destination. I love it when people speed past me or beep and moan and whatever.
Go on. I know what you're
And then you arrive
say.
At the destination at the same time as that loser.
Yeah, at the same red light. And you look at them.
Yeah.
And you look at them and you can't see them because the windows are too tinted.
You're like, yeah.
I bet you're looking at me. And if you were...
All I'm thinking is, you're so busy.
Yeah.
You're so important. So there you go.
Yeah, totally.
Mm, okay. That's you.
Well, we ended
that's
up
what I'm saying
talking
to you.
About road rage.
Ranting.
I would, if there is another award, if I could be up for two awards today.
Sure, why not?
Another award that I would easily win would be self-diagnosis, otherwise known as hypochondria,
oh,
I believe.
Yes. You would win the award for ultimate hypochondria, for sure.
If you were looked up my Google search history, you wouldn't find anything untoward or unconstitutional. It would all be... Am I going to die?
Yeah.
What is this cough?
It's just webnd.com, the entire thing. You've got everything.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So it looks like Johnny Depp is suing his former lawyers, claiming they cheated him out of tens of millions of dirhams in fees.
Oh, I thought this was going on for a little while.
It's been going on for ages, but what was going on was it was the other way around. They were suing him.
Oh, so
and
he's
now he's like countersuing. Yeah, so he's demanding compensation and refunds from the legal firm. And they're defending themselves vigorously. So this is going to be going for ages. You know what it's like when it gets into the courts.
Oh, why are you asking me?
No.
I haven't got anything in court.
Yeah, but we've got friends that do all have stuff in court. It just takes ages.
Not me. That didn't sound sus. I deny all charges.
I
know nothing, officer. Nothing.
I plead the fifth. That's what I'm going to do from now on.
I think the fifth is a US law.
It's the Fifth Amendment, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think it applies anywhere else outside of... Okay.
I'm pleading it.
Okay, cool. Good luck with that. All right. I don't know what crimes you're committing, but sure.
So Ed Sheeran, he's been walking the red carpet in London and he's got a scarf strapping up these injured arms of his that is obviously inevitably put his tour on hold, which isn't good. All over Asia, he's unable to perform. He's got a broken wrist, elbow and rib. Broken wrist, broken elbow and a broken rib.
Nasty stuff.
That is so bad. That's from falling off his bike. He was hit by a car in London.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And I believe our producer Layla was on the car's side for that as well, the driver's side.
Oh, yeah, she would have been.
Yeah, she hates cyclists.
She does hate cyclists. Yeah. She's a cyclist hater.
Yeah, she said, quote, they're pests. He deserved it.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Are you lying?
No, I'm just, I like saying these things when she's not here to defend herself.
Oh, of course you do. Oh, that's so mean. But so Ed, he's hoping he's not going to be out for too long. He's been told that apparently if he doesn't drink, then he will like speed up the healing process. So he's cutting out the drinks. Mm.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, obviously it would. So he's, and you know, he likes to, so he's just cutting it out and hope that he can, heal up better. So hopefully he'll be here in Dubai. There's been no word of it. Like, it's still going ahead as planned, so.
Both these arms are in casts.
Well, one wrist and then the elbow on the other side, I'm pretty sure. I don't think it's all in one
Yeah.
And broken rib. So then breathing, that must hurt.
Yeah, that'd hurt.
Oh, that poor kid. Yeah, poor Ed. Not producer Layla wouldn't feel sorry.
No, of course not. No.
And it looks like, you know, Anna Faris, you know how her and Chris Pratt, they went public with their news of their separation earlier on this year. But apparently she's been seen out having a few dates with the same guy. He's a cinematographer named Michael Barrett, and he's working on her upcoming film called Overboard. And they've been having a great old time together, out on dates and, you know, in the public eye, in restaurants and not caring.
Nice. Good on her.
Yeah, I know. I just want her to be happy. I love Anna Faris.
Yeah, that Chris Pratt is a loser.
Oh, well, so maybe he has his reasons, but yeah.
We all know why. It was What's-Her-Face.
Who's What's-Her-Face?
What's her name again?
Jennifer Lawrence. No.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a Mr. and Mrs. Smith thing all over again.
No, it wasn't, Harry. Look at you.
What?
You need to plead the fifth more often.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So, my girlfriend Danny is keen on paddleboarding now. This is a new thing. Reason number one, I believe, is that she has the hots for the guy that hires out the paddleboards.
That's a good reason. I thought you were going to say for the Instagram picture.
Number two is the Instagram pictures.
Just doing it for the gram.
Number three is, I assume, health and fitness. I'd never paddleboarded until last weekend on Saturday. Never before in my life.
Oh, dear.
And let me just say, you're welcome, Kite Beach, for the entertainment. For 64 minutes.
I can't imagine you'd be, like, no offense.
None.
I don't know if you'd be very good at it because you're so tall.
That's the excuse I kept giving myself.
Yeah, center of gravity is way too high.
Center of gravity's off.
Yeah.
I did eventually get up on the board after 60 minutes. I got up and I started to paddle. And I was like, oh, I'm doing it. Here we go. This is great. And then the guy goes, you guys are out of time.
Oh, no.
And pulls the boards back in. So we're going again on Saturday, and I'm just a little worried that either I've lost all the skill and I'm not going to be able to get back up on the board again. It's just going to be a rolling debacle.
Practice makes perfect. You're going to be great tomorrow or Saturday.
Saturday.
So. Just think positively.
I'll try to. Yeah, definitely.
My paddleboarding experience is a little bit different to yours. I went with my housemate Kelly and everything was going great and we were having a great time and Kelly accidentally fell off. And she gets back on and she's like, oh, no. And I thought, oh, no, what's happened? And then she pulled her car key out of her bathers because she just put it in the top part there, like near your shoulder.
And it's like a keyless entry car, full electronic thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like one of those flick keys. Yep.
Yeah.
Completely in the water.
Yeah.
So we couldn't get home.
Well, you could, but you had to paddleboard.
We had to paddleboard home.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
Our producer Layla is joining us for this one where you're pulling a story from the deep, dark recesses of the internet.
I am. I quite like this one because it has to do with condiments, and we love condiments.
We
on Home
do.
Run.
We most certainly do. Tell us.
So there's this show called Rick and Morty. It's a cartoon that's on Netflix, I believe. And so basically the character Rick has made it his lifelong mission to find the McDonald's Szechuan sauce, which was made in 1990 for the premiere of Mulan. And they relaunched it recently. So all these fans are like rushing to McDonald's to go and get it. And this one girl in Detroit, she drove for 45 minutes, waited 3 hours, and collected 20 packets. So she's like, I'm going to make the most of this.
Yeah.
She put it on this online Rick and Morty forum, and some guy was like, I will do anything for a single packet of that. So she goes, okay, I'll push my luck. She asked him for his car.
Wow. And they traded the car?
And he gave her his car.
What kind of car was it?
It was like a red old school Volkswagen.
That's amazing. I would have taken that.
So cool.
Probably worth, considering how limited they are with sauces at McDonald's, by the way.
Yeah.
It's probably worth about that much, a Szechuan sauce.
See, now do you understand why keeping condiments could be a good thing in the future?
We've moved past this.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, remember?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I had a massive go at you about collecting condiments for some reason.
Yeah.
This was like a year ago. And then I needed condiments and I asked you for it and you made me well aware of,
Yeah. You know, there's a big glass jar in my house now that Kelly's actually allocated for condiments as well.
Yeah.
I'm making a turn.
Yeah, I know.
Because
I know
something like this could happen.
Well, could happen, actually.
You could get a car from a piece of condiment.
Yeah.
Doesn't even make sense, but you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'm getting very excited.
I feel like everyone's got a story in some way related to sauce. I feel like sauce has affected our lives in some way.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard this story from producer Layla, my immediate thought was I was taken back to, I was about 8 or 9 years old, and you know you used to be able to get a barbecue sauce or a steak sauce in a big squeezy bottle?
Yeah.
About a litre, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was over, so I was 8 or 9, I was with my mum and dad, and we were at my dad's boss's house for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very serious. It was like, oh, yes, my kids, they play polo, and botchy and things like that, right? It was like one of those things where we had to be on our best behavior.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there in the backyard trying to squeeze this sauce out, but it had the seal still on it.
Oh, underneath the nozzle. Yeah.
So it exploded a liter of barbecue sauce on my steak and all up the front of my shirt. I was covered in a liter of sauce.
Not at the boss's house.
The boss's house. Oh. Dad made me sit in the car.
For the rest of the night.
4 hours.
Oh my gosh. Your childhood sounds traumatic.
It was.
You sat in the car for 4 hours. It's not your fault that they didn't take the seal off.
No, it was totally my fault. Like, at that point, it's natural selection. You know that if you remove the seal from the sauce bottle, come on.
No.
As a dumb kid.
No. I'm on young Harry's side.
Oh, you have no idea how much that means to me. Just hearing it, you've saved me so much money in therapy.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.
So Tina Turner has come out of retirement after 7 years to launch her musical.
Right, excellent.
Yeah, she's got a musical. She is promoting her new West End production about her life, and this is where the rare appearance was made. And she confessed to the crowd that she's enjoying being out of the limelight to catch up on all her sleep and decorating her house in Switzerland.
Oh, sounds like a dream. Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure she's a Swiss citizen.
She is, yeah. And she said, you know, this is going to be a little difficult. I don't want this to happen. I don't need a musical. I don't need another show. But she still performed.
My favorite Tina song?
Oh, I mean, you have to go with like Nutbush City Limits.
Nutbush is up there.
Or, I mean, the best, obviously.
Yeah.
Obvs. What else?
Me, personally, I like it. I think it's a cover, but it's one that's like, Proud Mary, keep on rolling.
Proud Mary.
Rolling. Rolling.
Okay, got it.
All right.
You
can't stop. Like, how dare you stop me, Pricey?
Sorry. But apparently she sounded amazing as ever last night when she performed
No doubt.
I know. So it's a brand new show. It's going to tell us the story of Tina's life from the beginnings in Tennessee to when she found superstardom all around the globe.
I'm so into this.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, put it on the list when you go to England.
Oh, is it a West End?
Yeah,
it?
Actually, it's at the Hospital Club in London.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, me neither. But I'm sure it'll be nice.
Okay.
The Harry and Pricey Podcast.
Dubai 92.